Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Oh, I'm back on home soil. You might be able to hear the magpies and the crows and the kookaburras in the background. I've left the window open because it's actually come back kind of into summer here. Shorts, t-shirt, it's lovely. I've just got so much swimming around in my head right now, and I just want to go stream of consciousness on y'all. Picked up some American while I was there. Not really, but you know, y'all kind of is. So what I want to talk about today is just like a release of all of the stuff that's been swimming around in my head during and post She Podcasts. And I'm not sure, like I'm kind of in this place where I don't know whether this belongs on Carlosophies or on Rocky Mike Wright. Because it is about podcasting, and there's a lot that I want to say about Australian voices, and a lot that I want to say about knowing what your conversation is. So I'm just going to stream this out, and it may not, I'm sure it will come together coherently, even though often when I'm saying it, it sounds like, what are you even talking about right now? Sometimes you just got to get out of your own way and allow it to come through, right? And also, this is the way that I process stuff. I process stuff by speaking it, by bringing it into reality. So while it's swimming around in my head, I often feel like I'm kind of literally going crazy. And this is why I podcast, because expressing myself through my words is the way that I process and make sense of the word, which is why podcasting is my medium. So I guess point number one, what is your medium? What is your choice of expression? You know, because we don't all have to be podcasters. We can go about creating in ways that feel really good. This is my art. And that's what I realized while I was away at She Podcast Live. Sorry, I'm standing on like a squeaky floor, so you might be able to hear that. This is what I learned while I was away at She Podcast Live. Not everyone is about the craft. I am. Not everyone is about using podcasting purely as a tool of self-expression. I am. And what I noticed was that the sessions that were about the magic bullets to success, about audience growth. You know, I sat in that coach's corner, and every question pretty much that I had come to me was about how do I grow my audience? And I feel like that is a question that we all ask ourselves as podcasters and as people creating in the world, you know, how do I grow my audience? But what we're not asking ourselves is what I think is a way more powerful question. And that is, why am I podcasting? We're looking, and is my show any good? Because we're asking ourselves the wrong questions here. It's not about growing your audience. It is about finding your conversation. It is about honing your craft. And I found it kind of disappointing, actually, to discover that all of the sessions that had a, you know, almost clickbaity kind of title that were focused on audience growth were the sessions that were overflowing. And as a result, some of the most incredible sessions got overlooked. I went to some, I basically went through the program and picked the sessions that had the least amount of people in there, and they were mind-blowing. They were things around the gender gap in podcasting, sound and why it's so important, and the impact that it has on people. How to, stuff around globalization of podcasting. And that session actually really triggered so much for me as an Australian podcaster, which is part of what I'm going to be talking about today. And I think this will be part of my conversation going forward too. I feel like we are an underrepresented voice, even in our own country. And that pisses me off. So know that there'll be some ranty shit coming up on that. But these sessions were so insightful, and they were all about the craft, and they were all about why, you know, I don't know why podcasting is such a magic medium, why sound is so important. And they were the sessions that I wish everyone was in. instead of these sessions that were like, you know, getting 100,000 Instagram followers. And this is no judgment on people who are doing those presentations because, you know, there's definitely a place for it. But I feel like, I guess I'm just disappointed that is what people are going after when they're not actually looking at their show. People come to me to work with me because they want to know if their show's any good, because they want to know what, well, actually, I guess they come to me to grow. But I'm not about the external growth necessarily. There's things that we can do, of course. I'm about the internal growth. I'm about the growth of your show. I'm about the growth of you as a human. And that shit isn't that sexy often because we are all still looking for a fucking magic bullet that does not exist. If your show isn't having the success that you think it should, number one, look at your expectations. It may be that they're unrealistic. It may be that you are judging yourself against some fucking unicorns out there who launch, have no audience, and explode. I have worked with over 250 people in Radcasters. I have had one that has had that explosive kind of level of success. One. Those stories of 4 million downloads, they are unicorns. And if that is what you're chasing when you start a podcast, you need to choose a fucking different medium. Podcasting is no magic bullet. It is not the thing that is going to fix your life. It's not the thing that's going to make you a worthy human being. Number one, your life doesn't require fixing. You don't require fixing. Number two, hello, you are innately worthy. Okay, so really what I'm saying here what I'm saying in this section of this show, because there's going to be another one, God help you. What I'm saying in this part of the show is like, seriously, let's just stop trying to explode things and make shit happen and allow things to unfold. Maybe the reason, you know, actually, so today on Facebook, my memory was, and I'm just going to grab my phone and read you what it was. Because I think it'll tell you quite a powerful story, right? So it was a memory from 7 years ago today. And let me scroll down. So it was a memory from the 18th of October, 2012. Trust, eh? It's a biggie. I'm sitting here in our awesome new business, still waiting for our first paying customer. This was like 3 months in. Sometimes doubt creeps in, but then every time I close my eyes, I can see, hear, and feel the place full of people and buzzing with excitement and joy. I breathe it in, open my eyes, and continue with faith. Trust, I'm living it. And of course, we're working our ass off to make it happen. Talk to me again in a week. Okay. So this was 2012. I was neck deep in my co-working space, The Office Collective. We had opened it thinking prior to that I was really a build it and they will come kind of person. And I had thought that because I'd had this such divinely inspired idea that it would just magically unfold the way that I had seen it, because that's what happens in the movies, right? That's what happens in the movies. We build it and they come. It's like this magical recipe for success, you know? And I talk about trust. Now, I was only a couple of months in at that point. I still had another almost year of crying daily because nobody came. And losing $100,000 at the same time while my husband wasn't working because it was raining the entire time. That was one of the toughest periods of my life. Trust became vitally important, and so did hope. Because without those two things, I don't think, and I nearly didn't survive that. I seriously considered taking my own life at that point. Not at that point. That point happened. That point was early in the days. It got a shitload worse than that. And it was probably around late May. I don't know. I documented it. Oh, no, I didn't document it because I wasn't podcasting just then yet. Anyway, I have documented other breakdowns I've had, just not this one. And so I basically got to my wit's end probably around May of the following year, May 2013. And eventually everything shifted. And now, 7 years on, here I am standing before you, having just come back from She Podcast Live, full books, you know, amazing clients that I'm working with in a field that I didn't even know kind of existed back in 2012. I knew of podcasting, but I'd never listened to a podcast at that point. I was still working in audio, so it kind of makes sense that I should have been podcasting, but it just wasn't something that was on my peripheral at that time. So then I could never have imagined being here. But it's only because of that that I am here. It was that that was the catalyst for me starting Carlosophies. It was that breakdown that was the thing that made me go, I need to find more stories of success that aren't the unicorn. That breakdown was the catalyst for turning my life around. And it didn't happen magically. It happened over a number of years. And if you've listened to Carlosophies since the beginning of time, you will have been through these times where things have been really shit for me, where I have really struggled, where I was deep in my codependency with struggle. Moments of cash flow issues, moments where I'd throw out offers and no one would sign up, moments where I questioned everything about myself have been documented in this show. Because of that experience 7 years ago, I could never have found my conversation without all of this shit happening. But we are so unwilling to be with the uncomfortable. We are so unwilling to honestly trust. I thought I trusted back then. And to a certain extent, I guess I did, but I was still deeply attached to a specific outcome. And it really wasn't until I completely let go of that, that things really started to shift for me. So while we're all looking for this magic bullet for success, what we're denying ourselves of is a process. Is the journey that will take us from there to here. And that doesn't come through shortcuts, unfortunately. There is no shortcuts for this shit. We really find our conversation. We really figure out who we are through that adversity, through not knowing. It's the not knowing that sends us on the path of knowing. If we can, and I'm going to use all like cliche terms here, if we can trust and surrender, you know, like that is when we come, that is when we find our conversation. That is when we find success. And let me tell you, success is not in downloads, because I have had that level of success. I have had the show in New and Noteworthy and number one. Still not a success. I feel like now I am a success, and it's not external. It's not about downloads, because if it was about downloads, I wouldn't be here. Honestly, I would not be here. But it's not about that for me. This has been a journey of finding myself. Cliche, wanky, sure, whatever. This is what we're here for. To evolve, to grow, to get to know, like, and trust ourselves. I've been talking about this know, like, trust thing for fucking 5 years. It is it. It is the thing. And it's not something that we need to seek. It's not something that we need to figure out. It's not something that we need to find. All we got to do is show up, speak our truth, share what we love with the world, and allow shit to unfold. Because back then, I thought success looked a certain way. I thought I had to do certain things in order to have it. Obviously, that was a co-working space. That was a dream back then. Now, I don't have dreams. It sounds weird, right? But I don't. If someone asks me, what's your plans for next year? I don't know. If someone asks me what I want for the future, I don't really care to know. Because I know that life is going to take me there. What I do know is that I love to speak. I love speaking on stage. I love speaking on this podcast. I love sharing my truth. And providing I'm doing those things, that is success. It's the moment I lost the attachment to needing growth that shit really shifted for me. And it became an internal game and not an external game. So I was going to talk about Australian voices, but I'm going to save that for another episode, and it may actually go on Rock Your Mic Right. Today, I just really want to share with you that if you are seeking externally for some kind of success, and I know I've been speaking about this for fucking 5 years and you're probably sick to death of hearing it, but I'm going to say it one more time in the hope that it lands. None of that shit is going to make you feel any better about yourself in a long-term sustainable way. It is just not. Let it go. Instead of being so focused on the things that are going to give you growth and expansion in terms of external stuff, focus on the stuff that's going to give you growth and expansion on the internal game. Right? You got me? Rant done. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.